Just like most of you guys already know, Sony is currently dominating the console gaming market, allowing them to pull some pretty cheap moves sometimes to try and make a couple more bucks. They used to be a company that was a lot more pro-consumer. They used to always try their best to give their fans the greatest experience possible on their platforms. Sony kept going at this for multiple years, and their efforts paid off. They were at the top of the console gaming market. After the PlayStation 3, they created a new console known as the PlayStation 4. When they released it, you had to pay a fee of $50 a year to use most of their online services. It didn't seem bad at first, considering Microsoft already had their fans paying a fee as well to use their online services. Sony's $50 US a year fee didn't seem so bad, but they eventually raised it to $60 US a year, which didn't seem bad to most people, but it showed me that Sony will try and squeeze as much money out of their consumers that they possibly can. Anyhow, moving right along, I assume most of you guys watching this already know about the Fortnite crossplay situation right now revolving around Sony. Let me explain a bit if you don't. So last month, Nintendo announced at E3 that Fortnite will be available on the Nintendo Switch. Everyone was really happy and pretty excited about this. Being able to play Fortnite on the go without needing to use your smartphone and its touchscreen controls that can sometimes be really annoying. So, just like the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One with Fortnite, Sony did not allow crossplay between the Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 4. Nintendo and Microsoft was glad to have crossplay between their consoles for Fortnite, Xbox One, and Switch. But Sony once again made many of their consumers upset. Well, that's not all. If you started an Epic Games account on the PlayStation 4, you are unable to use that account on the Nintendo Switch, which made everyone extremely upset. Sony obviously did this to prevent people that started playing Fortnite on the PlayStation 4 to not buy a Switch. Guys, think of it like this. Let's say you just spent about $200 on Fortnite while playing on the PS4. And with that $200, you bought some content such as skins, emotes, and a copy of Save the World. You will not want to play on the Switch knowing you can't get any of your skins on it, Save the World, or any emotes. Sony is holding thousands of Epic Games accounts hostage to prevent you from buying a Nintendo Switch. It's so childish. In conclusion, everyone, Sony is just becoming more and more greedy every day, and I don't know if they're ever gonna change their ways.